But we're going to be starting out this segment here. It's called The Living Room, a Mental Health Partnership. And we'll be talking with our guests. We have Taylor Rabion. We have Jennifer DeCrescenta. We have Jennifer Clemens and Mary May. We have, Hannah Springer. We have Eileen McAshley. Okay, and then and that's it. I guess that's our guests lined up here. And the reason I'm saying that is because we are probably going to be on radio, so I did want to mention everybody that we're talking to. It is a partnership between Ellis Medicine, the Rehabilitation Support Services, and it's funded by the Alliance for Better Health. So we're talking about the living room. We have Jennifer DeCrescenti, who's going to be speaking to start us off today and tell us a little bit about what you do, what your title is, and let our viewers and our listeners know.
All right, so I'm Jen DeCrescenti. I'm the program director for The Living Room. We are a crisis diversion program. It's a joint program between RSS and Ellis Mental Health Clinic. We're funded through the Alliance for Better Health. We are built to look like the living room in a home, so it's comfortable, calm, relaxing. We are meant for guests to come in when they're experiencing a mental health crisis instead of going to the emergency room.
And it's a way to divert the resources from the ER
Absolutely.
To a place where it's more comforting.
Yes.
Because ER rooms, let's face it, can be very stressful,
very expensive. Yeah. So we're trying to provide a more comfortable alternative.
Okay. And is this a drop-in center?
It is. It's a walk-in, so people can come at any time. We're open from 12 to 8, Monday through Friday. They don't need a referral. They can just walk in on their own. And I can let the staff talk a little bit about what
they
do.
And you're referring it to Jennifer next. Jennifer sure. Clemens, right? Hi, Jennifer. What do you do here?
Hi, I'm Jennifer Clemens, the care manager at the living room. I meet with guests who need assistance linking with resources in the community, whether it be mental health treatment, substance abuse treatment, transportation assistance, housing, food.
Do you look at the whole package in a sense?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then I refer them to long-term care management to further assist them.
Now, when we talk about this, would this also be someone who feels suicidal could come in?
It could be, yeah. I can let Eileen talk about that.
Okay, good. We'll talk to Eileen next. Eileen, do you want to speak next?
I'm the supervisor of psychiatry, mm-hmm. so I'm the clinical social worker. Mm-hmm. So I'm always looking for assessing for safety. As soon as they come in, I guess we're going to, with a lot of warmth and welcoming, ask what we can do for them today and explain the program. I'll start off with an assessment, which will give me a little more idea why they're coming in. We have a tool to measure their anxiety, their distress level, a SUD scale. So I take an initial score just to see how they feel when they're first coming in. And once I finish the assessment, I'm determining what they need for the day, trying to put together a personal centered plan.
Right. It's sort of like an IEP in schools.
In a way, because they can stay as long as they want. It's not that they just have 45 minutes or an hour.
But it's not residential when you say they can stay as long as they want.
Okay. It's not. But we have, different ways to calm them down, to relax. We have a smart TV with Netflix. We play mm-hmm. music. We have a meditation room, mm-hmm. activities room. So once I'm finished, I try to see what they need, and then we all play different roles. Mm-hmm. So next, we'll just let Taylor.
Okay, so Taylor's going to speak next. Hey, Taylor. He's been on the show before, but in a different way.
Right.
So, yeah. Taylor, and you mentioned to me, you emailed me and told me about this fabulous, The Living Room.
Right.
So tell me what you can, how you've been associated with that.
So I'm Taylor Robbie. I'm the peer specialist over at The Living Room. So for my role, what I do is, I use my own personal experience with mental health and substance use to try to, work with people when they're feeling really overwhelmed and stressed out. So when they come in, there's a variety of different things that we can do. Some people, they work well with worksheets, so sometimes I can work with people on worksheets.
What's a worksheet?
So worksheets, it's like these little sheets of paper that have questions or activities on them to kind of get people to put their feelings and their thoughts on paper and work out.
So much easier to put it on paper, isn't it? Because then you've kind of pulled it out of yourself and you put it somewhere else.
Right, and you can hopefully at the end of the day let it go
and move on,
And then sometimes, we just talk and I provide some sort of support support and give them the opportunity to process what's going on, you know, work on problem solving skills, strengthening or finding new coping skills. And in the meditation room, like Eileen had mentioned, like sometimes I'll do a guided meditation with them and help them soothe or
calms them down, yeah.
Right, to help them feel, because that's the goal. We want them to feel better and feel soothed. That way they don't have to keep getting more and more stressed
agitated at the
end of the day. Yeah.
And how do people find out about you? Because this is the first I've ever heard of it, so.
Mm-hmm. So there's a variety of ways. Right. You know, some people, they're referred. We get a lot of people who come from the Ellis Mental Health Clinic or over from Ellis Pros, and their clinicians will bring them over and give them a tour of the place if they need to use it. Ellis Crisis will refer people, other treatment agencies. Mm-hmm. Some people hear word of mouth from friends who have come previously to the living room and use their services. So then when they hear, like, hey, my friend actually had a really good experience and they didn't have to go to the hospital and they use this program, then they're like, I want to try this too.
This is a more friendly approach to it.
Yes.
We haven't heard from Hannah. So Hannah, tell us a little bit about what your position is here.
So I'm the program manager of the Living Room program, and I came on board in January.
So you're a newbie.
Yeah, and I'm really excited to be working with the Living Room program. It's just an incredible resource for the Schenectady community, and so I directly supervise our care manager, Jen, and peer specialist, Taylor. And since the Living Room program has opened in October...
It hasn't been open that long.
No, yeah.
That's probably why I haven't heard of that.
Yeah.
It's like, I think I know almost everything in our community, and how did I miss this one?
But
thank you so much for telling me, at least I know it was new. It's new.
Yeah, so since October, we, as our March numbers show, that we have had 327 visits to the living room.
Really?
And we've served 187 individuals. And so out of those 187 individuals, only 9 have gone on to the ER from the living room for behavioral health reasons. And our numbers have just steadily increased since October. March has been our highest yet, with a total of 81 visits and 39 new individuals who have come.
Wow, I'm impressed, as you can tell. Mary, tell us about what your position is it is a center, sort of.
Yeah. Go ahead. Well, yes, I'm the clinical manager of the Ellis State Street Health Center, which is a large building.
Center,
yes. And it's a brand new building. We've only been there a couple of years, and it houses the living room as part of the building. It also houses a large mental health clinic that serves about 1,400 individuals.
And then, as just a walk-in or day? I mean, it's not residential, just so
outpatient.
Everybody knows it's
there. Yes, we're open from 8:30 in the morning till 5.
And it's staffed by
approximately 7 medication providers, psychiatrists and psychiatric nurse practitioner, about 18 psychotherapists, 4 RNs, and
so you're well
4
staffed.
Case managers.
Yeah, you're well staffed.
And then the other component is what we call PROS. It stands for Personalized Recovery Oriented Services. And that's like a day program. We have classes and we help individuals meet goals to like live fulfilling lives despite their symptoms.
That is a big reason that people come in on top of the anxiety and depression. We also see a lot of people who come in for social problems. Mm-hmm. So they're homeless or they don't have any social supports, they have family issues going on, and that's where the care manager helps a lot with linking them to external resources for follow-up.
So if they have no family, then you're the one that can kind of, Jennifer, figure out how to get them that support, whether it goes to Bethesda House or some of these other places. Is that it? And what about medications? Because you mentioned the drug, giving drugs.
So yes, that's a major part of treatment at the mental health clinic. In fact, it's one of the criteria for being a client there. We have very few clients who are on no medications.
Oh, really?
If someone comes in and is not needing a medication, we might refer them to a counseling center.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because we can't treat everyone, right? So we have to have certain guidelines. The vast majority of people at the clinic are on some kind of a medication, and then they receive individual psychotherapy.
Well, we've been talking with the group called The Living Room. It's not a group, but it's a place for people with a mental... It's sort of an urgent care for mental health, we'll put it that way. Mm-hmm. I want to thank you all for being here, and I want to thank Taylor for putting this together, because Taylor was the one that thought about it and said it was it might be a good idea, so we decided to give you a little extra time.